righty, good morning on this Friday, December 18th. We have a special guest in with us this morning. In fact, he's been here before, but he's back for some more information to tell us about the Louisiana Methodist Children's Home. He's Colby Hennigan. He was in here a couple months ago. We talked about the Methodist Children's Home and all that involved and how other people can get involved. First of all, Colby, thanks for stopping by on this chilly Friday. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Just kind of recap from the last time, just what is the Louisiana Methodist Children's Home? What's its purpose? How does it operate?
Well, I work within the Department of the Methodist Foster Care System, so we are a little bit separate from the Children's Home. Right. That is our parent company up in Ruston. But Methodist Foster Care, we are Louisiana's leading therapeutic foster care agency. We have offices all around the state of Louisiana serving the children and families within the foster care system who are in need of that specialty program of therapeutic foster care.
I would assume, especially this time of year, are there other issues that arise with holidays, families, separation, that sort of thing? Does this require a little extra attention this time of year?
The holidays always require a little bit extra care. Normally during this time of year, we like to give a little bit of joy and cheer to our foster families. And so normally, not during COVID year, we have our Christmas cheer parties, which is hosted throughout the states. And people just come together. We have food. We have fun. We have games, prizes. This year, we had to think a little differently, though, because of COVID.
Right.
We knew our mission is still to bring cheer to our families during the holiday season. So we decided to do a Christmas cheer drive-through event. So all of our regions like Covington, Lafayette, Alexandria, here in Minden, we did the drive-through. So we had churches, First United Methodist Churches and United Methodist Churches across the state, donated presents and organized this drive-through. And we had quite a bit of fun with it. It was unique. It wasn't as much fun as getting in person, but it was still, we got to see the youth, see their presence, and our foster parents see their presence, and that's always a joy to see.
In a situation like that, is there ever contact with family members of these children who were in foster care, or is that a legal issue?
That would depend on what the court has ruled. Courts have the final say on visitation rights, and sometimes they may have visitation rights during this time of year, but I wouldn't be able to say too much on it just because it is a court ruling.
I got you. Probably a lot of privacy issues involved.
There is. DCFS has a lot of privacy guidelines.
I know you are supported by the Methodist churches throughout the state, and but how else do you receive support? Do you receive support from the general public if someone just wants to just help out? How could someone get involved that maybe isn't involved any other way?
Yes, we are open to involvement from all churches, all community partners. Like in Alexandria, we have a community partner called the Fostering Community. They help out both DCFS foster families and therapeutic foster care families with clothes supplies, with birthday supplies. If there are anyone out there who's not particularly involved in church or in any other partnership, they can always give us a call or visit our methodistfostercare.org website and try to reach out to one of our offices and see if they'd like to sponsor a birthday party. Sponsor maybe another Christmas gift next year. And of course, the best way to get involved and to help bring some hope and joy to our youth is to look at becoming a foster parent themselves.
I think the last time you were here, there was an emphasis on recruiting some foster parents in this area. How is the participation in the Minden area? How is it in our immediate area?
I think we have about four or five foster families here. The need for foster families is always growing, especially during COVID and during the holiday season. We do see sometimes an increase in youth coming into care. And so the increase in emphasis on finding new foster parents and encouraging them to get involved is always quite a big deal.
Do you get involved with all foster families? How do you wind up getting involved with your particular organization? There's a lot of foster families, a lot of foster parents. Where does your particular expertise land?
So with therapeutic foster care, we are a specialty program. So DCFS, the Department of Children and Family Services, they handle the entire foster care system. And when they have a youth that's in their care that they have determined needs that little extra, that therapeutic side of foster care, they call us, send us an email, and they give us what we call a packet. They refer to us youth within a packet, and our supervisors throughout the state take that packet and look at their program, the program in Covington, Alexandria, Monroe, here in Minden, and see if they have a foster family, a therapeutic foster family, that has a good match of that program.
when the therapeutic part comes in, are these children, without getting too specific, are they commonly, I don't say common, victims of, is it like abuse in the home? Is that where they usually stem from, needing extra care, or is it other issues?
It can be other issues, but the main focus of therapeutic foster care is childhood trauma.
I got you.
Within our training program with any new foster family and the current foster families, we really focus on childhood trauma. We dive deep into it, to the way it affects the way your DNA replicates itself all the way up to the behaviors that we see. Childhood trauma, most people don't quite realize how pervasive that is, and that's why our youth need that extra, because they've had an excess amount of childhood trauma.
What's the average age you would think of a child that you guys deal with?
For therapeutic foster care, we do deal with a little bit older youth. That's why I keep saying youth and not children.
Right,
About 10 years of age and up is our average age range. We may get a little one every now and then, but those little ones, when they fall into therapeutic foster care, are normally medically fragile youth, those who need almost 24-hour support. And, of course, we do train our foster parents in that field as well, but we ask them up front if they want that kind of specialty youth.
If there's an individual family organization out there that may want to get in more involved with what you do, how would they go about it? How would they contact, would it be you? How would they get started?
The best way to contact us is we launched this brand new website called recruitfostercare.com. That recruitfostercare.com website is the go-to place to put in any inquiries. If it's an organization that wants to get involved, is if it's an individual that wants to get involved with full-time or part-time foster care, that is the number one way to get it, and it goes directly to me.
Recruitfostercare.com.
Yes.
All together.
Yes, sir.
All lowercase, I'm assuming.
Yes, all lowercase.
Okay. You know, some of these websites get tricky for us old guys. We're not IT tech like you guys are. But, well, Kobe, I know this time of year you're probably especially busy. Any goals personally for you in the coming year, as hopefully this pandemic will start to ease up after a few months, hopefully? Where do you see this being in, say, 6 months to a year from now? Do you have some goals you would like to expand? Because you're making a lot of public appearances. You're making the rounds. You're getting the message out there. So.
Some of my goals I would love to see for foster care is to have more community engagement activities. Prior to COVID, we used to host summer block parties. We used to host large events just to invite the public and invite our foster families out to help, one, to bring joy to our foster families and the public, but also to bring awareness to it. So some goals would be definitely to be able to do more with the public. Of course, the radio interviews and TV interviews are fantastic, and I can't say how appreciative how much I am enough of it. But to be able to really get back into the community and be on the ground level again would be fantastic.
Because there are other organizations that deal with foster children, but I think a lot of folks may not realize it. The therapeutic nature and what you guys deal with is may be a resource that a lot of folks may not be aware of that they can utilize.
Yes. When I talk to a few different organizations when I'm making my rounds, most of them have never heard of therapeutic foster
exactly.
care. So I love being able to tell the story of it. I love being able to talk with people about it and really tell them about the support and guidance that we give our foster families. We have quite a large support package, support organizations, as well as an in-depth training program that we give all of our new foster parents.
Do you ever have contact with the court system itself, or do you guys kind of come into play after they've already been placed and that sort of thing? Or does ever a ruling coming from the court that they need to seek your care as well?
The court is always involved throughout the entire process. When a child comes into DCFS custody, they automatically have a court ruling. The court hears the case. They see what is best fit. Sometimes a judge will rule for therapeutic foster care right off the bat. And then we are involved with the court throughout the entire time the youth in care.
Once again, give us that website if someone wants to find out more or get involved or get in contact with someone with your group.
It is recruitfostercare.com. Very easy to navigate, and it's fantastic. And I hope to hear from some of the Minden people.
Our guest this morning, Colby Hennigan with Louisiana Methodist Children Foster Care Division, not just the children's home. We are familiar with that, but he deals with those who may need some extra attention, therapeutic care, and it's recruitfostercare.com. As always, Colby, thanks for stopping by, and you're welcome to come by anytime if there's another update or a need or some information you want to share with everyone.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
All righty. This is KASO Minden, Louisiana.